Welcome to the Healthpreneur Show with Uriel Keim. We're so glad you're here. Every episode, we're going to bring advice and conversations with experts that will help you grow your health business. Let's dive in.
Welcome to Coach's Corner. Uriel Keim here. And today we're going to be talking about, I'm going to ask you a question. I want you to answer for yourself. And it's the following. Are you tapping into the force? So last week, over the holiday break, we were watching all these Star Wars episodes from the start all the way to the end with the kids, because they've only seen, I think, one or two of them. So we decided to watch them from, you know, episode one all the way through. And, you know, there's a really cool theme. If you've seen the movies, obviously, that permeates every episode or every movie. And that's this internal battle we all face, right? Like light versus dark. And, you know, if you think of the moments where Darth Vader, even Kylo Ren, at some point have a bit of a breakdown where they realize that they've just been consumed by the dark force, the dark side. Yet there's this internal desire at some level, even if it's a small amount, to be good, right? To save Luke or to, you know, to save Rey in Kylo Ren's case. And it's such a great theme because it happens in all of our lives, right? We have days where we feel like we're being pulled in the wrong direction. There are days where we feel like we're great. So I thought that was really interesting. And, you know, when I think of the force, what I really think about is like this gift, this power that we all have, which I think is really kind of listening to yourself, like intuition. And so I want to ask you, like, in your life, are you listening to your intuition? Because that's really the best guide and coach that you have, right? That's your inner Yoda, if you want to think of it that way. And I think it's a sad epidemic. It's not coronavirus, because whatever, that's insignificant compared to this. I think the bigger epidemic is human beings on this planet, billions of them, who know that they have a bigger thing, a bigger calling inside of them, but they allow fear and self-doubt and what other people think to hold them back. And this shows up in how you make decisions. This shows up in how you live your life. This shows up in how you deal with challenges and obstacles. And how most people deal with this stuff is they say, like, yes, I want this. Ooh, but I don't really believe I can do this. Or I don't believe in myself. Or I'm afraid. Or I'm doubtful. And a lot of times, they know intuitively that it's the right thing to do. Right? And maybe they take that first one or two steps toward it, and then all of a sudden fear kicks in, limitation kicks in. And guys, remember, fear is a mental projection of a future event that has not happened based on previous experience. So if you've ever had an experience in the past, and this is very common in the health and wellness industry, where, you know, you have probably billions of people on the planet who've done all the diets, who've done all the workouts, who've done all this stuff, and still, they're still dealing with the same issues. So when we, as people, look at the next possible thing, right, like the next program or the next diet or whatever it might be, we are hopeful that that could be the thing. But at the same time, we're very apprehensive. When I say we, I mean just the population in general. We're apprehensive because what if it doesn't work out again? So the fear of failure is very prominent in people's lives. And if you're dealing with people on the phone or prospective clients who might want to work with you, you're going to see this all the time. You're going to see how this comes to life. Someone's like, this is exactly, like, working with you would be exactly what I'm looking for. This is exactly what I want to do. But I'm afraid of the price. I'm afraid of making that investment. Intuitively, they know it's the right thing to do, but they're allowing the price tag to dictate whether or not they're going to do it. And I understand, like, not everyone's in, you know, the same financial position, but it's also, and I've talked about this so many times, I feel like it's just, you know, on autopilot now, is that it's not about working with people who have money. It's about working with people who are able to step into the unknown, who believe in themselves, who believe in you, and who are willing to take a bet on themselves, who are willing to bet on themselves, who are willing to say, you know what, intuitively, I know this is a 10 out of 10. I know that, but I'm scared. I'm scared, I'm afraid. And that's okay, right? Because we all live here. And in order to get better, we have to expand our comfort zone. So if you feel afraid, if you feel uncomfortable, it's supposed to feel that way. That's how you grow. So when we do not honor our intuition, when we don't honor the force within us, we feel really shitty about ourselves. We go through life with regret. We go through life feeling depressed. We go through life feeling anxious and worried. And we know at the end of the day, when we look at ourselves in the mirror, we don't like what we see, because we know we're not living to our true potential because we're living in fear. We're allowing the dark side, if you will, dark side in this case being fear and doubt, hold us back from what it is we know we need to do. And guys, the only way to go through this is the only way to get to it, the thing you want, is to go through it. In Star Wars, I think it was episode 3, Yoda said, "You must face your father," who is Darth Vader. There's no other way around it. You have to face him. And there's so many great parallels in all the Star Wars movies about how we, our lives, right? How we deal with stuff. And the thing is, most people say they want change. Most people say they want improvements. And this time of year, obviously, this is why I'm recording this now. Like, this time of year, everyone's talking about like New Year's resolutions, and this is going to be the year, it's going to be better than 2020. But let's be honest, most people lie to themselves. Because if you really wanted what you say you want, you would do whatever it takes to get there. And most people aren't doing that. Now, that's a problem. That's a problem. So how do we get through that? Well, as I said, the only way to get through that is to get through it. So let me give you an example. So every morning, I wake up at 10 to 4. So three, well, I've been backing up the clock by 1 minute every couple days. So right now I'm getting up at 3:45 in the morning. I read in bed for 30 minutes. It kind of just like allows my eyes to wake up a little bit because I've got a Kindle and I have like the cool backlit version. It's really great. And then the first thing I do is I go down to my gym and I stare at this chest freezer that I converted into a cold plunge. And I set the timer on my watch for 3 minutes. I have 1 minute to prep and then I'm in the ice for 2 minutes. And I'm telling you, at 4 a.m, it is very, very, very uncomfortable. And I get up sometimes and I'm scared out of my pants. I'm like, I don't want to do this. I don't want to do this. I don't like this. But here's the thing is, guess who's speaking there? It's not the real me. It's what I call the whiner, right? We have the whiner and the winner. The winner knows this is what I want to do because I've committed to it and I've seen the value of doing so, not just from the health like the health benefits of being in, you know, cold submersion, but it's the mental benefits. It's getting comfortable being uncomfortable. It's doing the things that we know we need to do, but we're not doing for whatever reason. And one of the easiest tricks that I use is if I say to myself mentally, yeah, like I don't feel like doing that, I'm gonna do that. Like that is the signal to do it. So like this morning, I didn't want to jump in the ice, but I committed to doing it every single day, 365 days of the year, for as long as I live, right? Because that's what I want to do. And there are days when you feel like really gung-ho and you're ready to go, and there's days where you don't, but you have to do it anyways. You have to do it anyways. Intuitively, if you want to get better, intuitively, if you know the thing you want to do is the thing you want to do, you have to do it. You have to do it. You cannot bow down. You cannot step down. You cannot say, I'm going to do it sometimes, but when I don't feel like it, I'm not going to do it. Because how you do anything is how you do everything. And for me, it's not about the ice. It's not about sitting in freezing cold water. That's not what it's about. It's about do the thing that's going to get you uncomfortable and do it every single day. It's about building courage. It's about building that courage muscle. It's about building self-discipline. It's about honoring the commitments you make to yourself. So if you say you want something and you want to do something, you friggin' do it, because that promise to yourself is the most important contract you have on this planet. And when you break that, you lose confidence, you lose self-worth, and you live a life where you feel just shameful and regret. And that's not a fun life to live. Okay, guys? So that's my little message for you guys today. Listen to the force within you. Follow that guidance. Do it any ways, no matter what. That's what winners do. All right, guys. Have an amazing day. Bye.
Thank you for joining us on the Coach's Corner. If you didn't know, inside of our private Facebook group, the Healthpreneur Hub, Yuri's show, The Coach's Corner, happens live every single morning with one goal: to help you grow your health business. If you want to hear more of The Coach's Corner, then click the link in the show notes to join the Healthpreneur Hub on Facebook for free. And if you want to know the four-step system that predictably fills a health business with qualified, ready-to-buy clients, we want to send you an invite to our free online masterclass. You can find that masterclass at healthpreneurgroup.com/show or by clicking the link in the show notes. Thank you so much for joining us. We'll see you next time on the Healthpreneur Show with Yuri Elkind.